It's Audio Mo, 2021, day 27. I think we'll call this Wawa Detox, because that's literally what I've been trying to do for a couple of days. I've had my Wawa pedal since I don't know when, and I got it off someone else, secondhand. So I don't know how old this thing is. It's got to be at least 30, if not 40 years old. So it's put in some good service, bless it. But it's kind of developed a crackle. A really bad crackle, to be perfectly honest. To the extent that it became pretty unusable. But earlier this year, I needed to clean up the selector switch on my Jazzmaster. And a guy called Mike Adams, who I follow online everywhere, who is like a guru for offset guitars. So a Jazzmaster is an offset guitar, the shape of it and stuff. A Jaguar and a Mustang and a Duosonic. They're all like offset shaped guitars from Fender. He recommended something called Deoxit D5. And it's like a lubricant, bit like WD-40, I suppose. So I tried that on my Jazzmaster and my selector switch. Touch wood. I'm doing a lot of touch wood this year, aren't I? It's been fine since. So suddenly dawned on me the other day that I need my wah on Tuesday for the stuff I'm going to do with Stephen Lindsay, or at least the first thing I'm going to do. So I literally sprayed, I don't know how much of it, into my wah a couple of days ago. And then I've just done a little bit more. So I'm going to soak it again and leave it for a couple of days and see if that does the trick. I might end up having to replace one of the parts in it, the bit that sort of rotates, because that's obviously where the crackle is. But hopefully this stuff might be able to get down into it, because I need my wah. Well, I don't need it, I suppose. Oh, no, I don't know. With Stephen Lindsay. So Stephen Lindsay playing a band together anyway. But then Lindsay's got a bunch of songs that he's been writing over the years that don't fit with that band. So we're going to try and put some music to it. And Steve's been doing this already. But bizarrely, the first one we're going to work on this week is from a band that me and Steve were in. It must be 25 years ago, easy, I think. Possibly, or maybe 20, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago. And it's a song we never really finished. Because Lindsay used to come to our rehearsals, and Lindsay had written some lyrics for this song, The Judge. It's all Cormac McCormick. Cormac McCormick, is that it? The writer. So we're going to work on that first. It could be interesting because I literally remember the riff. I can't remember what I played in the rest of the song. It's just a riff that keeps coming in and out. I've got a vague idea. Lindsay can't remember the lyrics. He's going to have to try and remember them. But Steve swears to us that he remembers his bass line he was playing and he knows how it's supposed to sound. So be it on his shoulders. But I'm going to try my wire out. I'm also going to try out the headphone socket on this Vox practice amp, because allegedly, I say allegedly, the headphone socket is supposed to also work as a kind of line out with a cab simulator, so it simulates the sound of an actual cabinet, guitar amp cabinet. So we will see how that turns out. So if there's no music at all after this, then you know that didn't work. If there's no wire in this at all, then you'll know how the spraying worked. But we'll see. And then I need to get on with some more work, because I'm literally just taking a half-hour break out from editing a show for 361 podcast. So I will say bye.